This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Oh yeah, you know when you hear that, you know what it means, right?
We're on.
It's another episode of, well, it's not another, it's our first episode, the inaugural episode of the Tom and Grease Nose Show.
Thanks,
Tom. But you don't like to just be called Grease Nose, it's Cody, right?
Engineer Cody Boy.
Okay. But I just like, well, I'll call you, since we're doing a fun show based on an episode of Hollywood Handbook that we both did when Hayes and Sean were pitching us different show ideas, pitching me different show ideas. And then at one point we ended up being paired as a morning radio team, Tom and Grease Nose.
Because
I don't call you Grease Nose. They stuck that with you. I'm running with it. But
yeah, I remember this. Yeah, it was like your claim to fame in many ways.
A little bit. You're already, I'm not sure whose allegiance you're with there already. A little troubling.
Of course.
But we're going to do this. They planted the seed. Now we are going to
record this.
Yeah. We're going to record this episode of the show and see what's what. Maybe this is a thing, right?
Sure as hell could be.
Because there was a little taste of it for like that 5 minutes right. When we did it. It was like, I remember looking at you and being like,
I couldn't see you really because like this computer screen was in the way. Okay. I do remember that.
Well, I remember looking at you being like, I think me and you have something going here, but apparently you couldn't see me during that. So it was not a reciprocal thing.
No, I felt it. It was more the energy. It was radiating.
So you did feel it.
Yeah.
That there's a good, we have a good chemistry.
It's about confidence, you know?
It is about confidence. So what's going on, Grease Nose?
I mean, you know, running the board. Mm-hmm. It's night time outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great day for Tom and Grease Nose. It's our pilot.
It is the pilot, yeah.
Guy, I'm going to jump in. This is Hayes. I'm here in the studio. This is good. This is just starting to heat up. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, we've just gotten into the part that I think everyone has been waiting for, and they had to wait all this time while you sort of explored and found it.
Like a dance.
Yes.
Like a little bit of a dance between us.
Well,
it's like a waltz.
As we're going forward in this, I love the segment of Cody's day.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Cody?
Yeah, because he said it's a great night.
Yes.
He said it's night and it's a great day. So you like that part.
Mm-hmm.
That it's currently night and it's a great day.
And then right after that, he said it was a great day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said something else at the beginning. I don't remember. Oh, he said he was running the board.
I said, what's up? And he said, I'm running the board.
Yes.
It's night and it's a great day.
I just wish we could get into it faster.
Okay.
And
so we'll cut that first like 4 minutes out.
Yes.
Okay. For the pilot.
As you sort of.
Sure.
Fumfer around.
Yeah. We'll find it. We'll find it.
Okay. Well, we haven't even been recording for 4 minutes. Okay. So I'm not sure why he said that.
So we'll probably lose the top 2 minutes.
Okay.
There. And then get right to.
Please don't shut that. Hiss. Please.
Okay. Let's go.
Hey, shut the door. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm claustrophobic a little right now.
You are?
It's like starting to heat up a little.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. Claustrophobia is the topic for the first episode of
That's good.
Tom and Grease Nose. Thank you. This claustrophobia.
And also, can I say the Tom and Grease Nose thing? We talked about it being Tom and Eggs.
at one point when I was going to do
like with ham and eggs.
When it was with Jim Florentine.
Then it was eggs Florentine.
Yeah.
But the closest sort of breakfast thing
mm-hmm.
that we have to work with mm-hmm. is Tom and Eggs.
Okay.
But you, of course.
I'm Eggs, according yes. to you guys.
Yes.
That's the name you stuck me with.
Yes. You are Eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that case,
I'm mm-hmm. Tom.
Cody would have to be Tom.
Well, maybe we find another thing that's like something eggs, like greasy eggs.
A different breakfast thing?
Greasy eggs.
Eggs Benedict? Like Tom and Eggs Benedict?
I sort of like greasy eggs.
Grease nose eggs?
Grease nose eggs, like bow nose
yeah.
football.
Like, yeah, but it's grease nose.
But it's grease nose eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
So let's start. Let's get right into it with Cody's day. You know, like come off the top with the okay. show title.
Sure. Okay. Grease nose
we'll,
eggs,
and then we'll do it again.
Okay.
Yes. Grease nose eggs.
Oh yeah, that sound. You hear that music? You know what time it is? It's time for Grease, Nose, Eggs, and I am Eggs, Tom Sharpling, here with you tonight and always joined by my partner in crime, Engineer Cody.
Yeah, happy to be here.
But Grease Nose is your name on this show. Well, what's up tonight, Grease Nose?
I've just been thinking a lot about Grease being in the name of my personality.
It's okay.
Like not to get too existential or heady kind of in the top of it like this. I mean, and before Hayes cuts in, I'm just going to finish this thought. But why you guys call me that again?
Well, I didn't come up with it. But according to Hayes and Sean, you are a guy who goes to the convenience store, the 7-Eleven, and you rub your greasy nose on lottery scratch-off tickets, and you can see what the winners are because of the, I guess, the strength of the grease.
And
I didn't come up with it.
To jump in, this is Hayes.
Okay.
This is Hayes in the studio. I'm shocked that you haven't made the connection between your name being Grease Nose and your ability to produce grease from your nose that you use to survive, basically, to make all the money you have.
I mean, I guess that's right. Yeah, that's what that's why Scripps is they tried to acquisition me. As well, because I'm
yes,
I'm
this buy yes, the buy yes, mm-hmm. okay,
buy the tickets
to pull back the curtain. Yes, the buyout of Earwolf and Midroll Media is really an acquisition of your ability to
superhuman.
Do you have a production company, Grease Nose?
I have a DBA.
Okay, yes. it's kind of like a production company, but what if you just call it like Grease Nose Media, right?
Yeah.
Grease Nose Media presents Grease Nose Eggs.
I could see it, sort of.
Okay.
Will you explain what a DBA, you know, we run into this a lot, people not understanding what the terminology is.
It's a shorthand for doing business as, mm-hmm. So okay. It's like a DBA Grease Nose or,
okay.
or Tom.
So when you went to the bank, where did you go to the bank and get that?
Actually, he's LegalZoom.com.
Okay.
Which is,
so.
How's your day, Tom?
Oh, it's been pretty good. I've had a fun Los Angeles kind of day.
This can we cut this segment?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
One how's your day segment is good. And then what else in terms of, because segmentation is important, you know, obviously important in terms
sure.
of recognizable okay. touchstones. Mm-hmm. People know I'm going into this segment that
sure,
I like.
Sure. Okay.
So what else? Do you guys have anything else?
Can I also just say I'm better more at like one word kind of, I'm not like I can't like make sentences that good.
Uh-huh.
It's better if you like, you do a lot of the work and then
okay.
I just jump in and say.
Yeah. Yeah. Like color yeah. commentary.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could jump in and say yellow or blue or whatever you want.
Sure. Well, that's not literally color count, and you knew it wasn't. But we're just going to keep moving forward because I want this show. I'm not here to just do this. This is not just some kind of dick around thing. I'm trying to make this count.
Okay. Sorry.
So the topic, phobias, the topic. Now, Grease Nose, you suffer from claustrophobia, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
You don't like those closed spaces. What's it feel like when you're in a closed? Where was it feel like the walls are caving in on you? What's it like?
Yeah, it's just crushing me.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a segment? This is a repeated segment? I'm sorry. The segment is phobia is the topic?
Well, I figured we could get to know each. It's the first episode of the show. We get to know each other a little bit better.
A segment is like you... You introduce it's like a sort of a game, like you gamify the show, and so people can sort of play along at home. And you introduce with like a fun.
So we do a game.
Yeah, type like you thing. Open up the whatever, you know, like a special box, a funny box of some kind, and the game is inside.
Let's do that
for you to play.
All right, we're gonna go to the topic box for tonight see what's in here and. Yeah, there it goes. A little.
You don't have to. By the way, I can see you're looking at a real tissue box. Yeah. You don't have to. They don't.
No, this is the topic box.
I understand.
I'm going to use it for sound.
But
purposes.
It's better because what if you start doing the show and there is no tissue box there? Could you then not do the topic
box?
That's
a good problem. That's a good problem. But I'm going to.
It's
you
not
know
a
what?
Good problem if the segment Fair is derailed enough. Because you're
I'm like, whoa,
fumbling around to find something to hold.
Yeah, I wouldn't be fumbling around.
Okay. So deftly maneuvering, searching for a box.
I won't hold an actual box. All right, let's go to the topic box. What's in here today? Oh, phobias. Hey, Grease Nose, you got any phobias?
Let me tell you, brother. Tight spaces?
Yeah.
Not my friend.
Now, what do they call that?
Claustrophobia.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, what's that like? It feels like the walls are closing in on you, huh? Is it like Star Wars when they were in the trash?
Yeah, actually. That's a...
Remember that?
That's a beautiful image.
Yeah.
Can I just jump a podcasting tip?
Yeah.
When he says claustrophobia, this is, you know, Scott Aukerman is like the king of this.
Of claustrophobia?
No, not of claustrophobia. Of like, like if you said that to Scott, he would he would take the clause from that and make a joke about Santa Claus. Like this is like.
So you think it's we can just take pages from other shows? Is that what we should be doing here?
I encourage you to do that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're in the topic box right now. What do we got here? Phobias.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the introduction to the topic box, so I don't know I'm in there. Okay. Now I know I'm in there.
Hey, once again, we're going to take a dip inside the topic box and check it out. And tonight's topic is, what's this? Phobias. Play the fucking thing, stupid.
What segment is this? What segment is this sound introducing? I mean, like, you have to do that. If you play this out, you
and
have
I don't
to,
want to curse on the
you
thing
have
either.
To do that
but I got to say, you pushed me very early to the point where I'm cursing. I've prided myself on not cursing on my own show that apparently is flawed enough that Hayes and Sean had to tell me what I was doing wrong with that and why I'm doing this now. You got me there really fast.
Well,
you had one thing to do.
Okay.
All right, let me try again.
To piggyback on your show being flawed. Don't you know? There is no show without Cody, and so don't give him a long leash, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll reset. Yep. I apologize.
We can edit it.
Yeah. So we're just all of that is like we'll just be deleted. Everything you've heard so far. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. And it's the clock on the wall says it's time to go into the topic box and. Very nice. What do we got here? Tonight's topic, phobias. Hey, you got any phobias there, Grease Nose?
Yeah, I have claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia. Is that a fear of Santa Claus coming down the chimney? What are you scared? He's going to bring you some presents? You can't return? Is that what that is?
That's good. Is that how you meant it, Hayes? When he's like...
Cody, this is like real, just set up for you.
Oh, okay.
This is Tom handing you an opportunity to continue on this run.
See, like I said, I'm not good really at that. I'm better more at, you know, a couple words, keep it simple kind of thing.
Okay. So, just pulling it back together here. And that goddamn...
whatever that is, please fix it because it's really bothering me. The topic, okay, claustrophobia. So you got that, huh? So that's not a fear of Santa. That's what? Closed thing. It's not a Santa Claus thing.
Hell yeah.
Uh-huh. Hell yeah. I'm not sure you didn't answer the question when you said, hell yeah.
He is good. Sorry to jump in. This is Hayes. He is good at one or two word answer. He is right about that. That was a very well executed two word answer.
All right. So we're going back to the, is this going well? Where would you, how do you think we're doing here?
We actually need to take a break.
Okay.
So let's see how we do with that. This is an important part of the show, and you'll introduce the guest that you have coming up after the break.
Got a good guest.
You know, keep people tuned in for the ads, which is obviously an important part.
That's the only way we really make money.
So I'll play you into your ad break right now.
All right, everybody. We will be back on Grease Knows Eggs with our special guest, Jesse Thorne, in studio. Let's throw it over to some advertisements.
Don't go over the music. Oh, wait.
Okay. Don't go over the thing and then he...
When the music's out, you're out.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet sounds.
Sweet sounds. Sweet sounds here on Grease Knows Eggs. Mom, Tom Eggs Sharpling here and joined, as always, by my partner in crime, Engineer Cody, otherwise known as
Grease Nose.
Grease Nose.
And the engineer, lead engineer on Tom's Eggs show, just like Mama used to make them. You know what I mean?
Okay. We got a guest in studio. This guy is, when you talk about podcasting, he is, he's one of the, if there's a Mount Rushmore of podcasting, his face goes up there right next to Carl Pilkington. And
Grammar Girl.
And Grammar Girl. Please welcome to the show. We got the one and only Jesse Thorne. Thanks for coming by, Jesse.
Thanks so much for having me. Thank you.
Try not to step on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Could you guys
and
both
can I say, Tom, please don't reprimand Cody.
Well, you're reprimanding me.
Just
right
do it.
Now.
Do it quietly because we want the. Okay.
You can say a lot with your eyes. Just Tom.
Fair enough. Be gentle. Yes. Do it with.
Last
a
time you couldn't see me when I thought we had something going on.
Now I can't see Jesse.
Okay.
And okay. So I the other note is Jesse runs a very successful podcast company.
Yeah.
There obviously could be an opportunity there. There could be a home for
this show
for Grease Knows Eggs. Okay. But I don't want it to sound like you're begging. Mm-hmm. The introduction of Jesse was a little
needy,
like slavish.
Okay,
almost.
Well, okay, let's start over.
And so, just to do it in a normal way, like it's just a casual discussion between friends.
100%.
Like you're
100%. Gotcha.
For a
100%. Gotcha. Let's do it.
Are we going back to the?
Back to the theme?
Let's just go back to the introduction. Okay. Yeah.
I do like the theme. What is that, Flo Rida featuring David Guetta?
Don't look at Tom. Tom doesn't know. It is. Yes.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Yes.
We are joined in studio by the by Jesse Thorne, who you might know him over at MaximumFun.org, host of Bullseye with Jesse Thorne and Jordan Jesse Go. Jordan Jesse or Jesse Jordan?
Jordan Jesse Go.
Jordan Jesse. Thanks for coming by the show, Jesse.
I'm glad to be here, Tom. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great.
And thank you for having me, Cody.
Thank you.
Engineer Cody?
Yeah.
Grease Knows.
Grease Knows.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're welcome. And thank you for coming by.
This might be a good place for the topic box
to
emerge. When you feel it sort of cooling down like that. Mm-hmm. Make a grab.
Should we give any
not a literal grab?
Do I need to give any context to who Jesse is, though? For like some kind of like you do your tell us about your show,
Jesse. Does that sound interesting to you? I mean, you do.
I'm pretty well known.
Yeah, it's almost this insulting.
This is going to be podcast, right?
Yes, this is going to.
So
be
I think
podcast.
In the podcasting community, I'm pretty well known. You know,
okay,
my reputation precedes me, so I don't think we need that much context.
Okay.
I mean, a little bit of context if you want to.
Fair enough. Okay. In studio, we've got Jesse Thorne, the host of Bullseye with Jesse Thorne and Jordan Jesse Go. You can find both of those over at MaximumFun.org. And welcome to the show, Jesse.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom. Good to see you.
Should we go to the topic box now? Wait, did I go too quickly?
No, that was perfect. Okay. I would have said even a little bit sooner.
Jesse, that sound is telling me. Not sure why it's taking you that.
When you do the sound. So when you point to Cody,
yeah,
do it 90 seconds before you want the sound to be made.
Is he the engineer that watches television in here? Which one is that? That watches Vice News?
He watched Vice News once during a show. It's not like
he's, you know what he's doing right now?
Regularly watches Vice News is one time.
Do you know what's going on right now? He's emptying the trash on that computer, and it is about 15% of the way there. It's going to take 3 hours for that thing to empty.
Well, that's good, because that means that there, Cody, I assume that there was something very incriminating in the trash that you had to get rid of. So
it's nothing like that. I like to get a little housekeeping done sort of while I'm hosting.
And that renders your computer unable to produce any other sounds.
Yeah. That way we get
still,
that
no,
cool.
It's still recording. That's good.
We get that cool boop.
That is good, Cody. Right? Good work.
Thanks. Here we go.
There we go. And that sound means it's time to go to the topic box.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have a question.
Okay.
Do you guys have any Kleenex?
We do, actually. This is independent of the topic box, Jesse.
Thank you so much.
It's a box of Kleenex, which I was initially using as the topic box, and then Hayes reprimanded me.
Well, see, Jesse knows what to do. He's creating a soundscape. So that was the sound of removing a Kleenex from the box. Mm-hmm. You silently gripping it. If you want to hold up a box, say, walk it over to the mic so that people can hear it.
Is
that
you can what also happens use, on other? If you have a big sheet of aluminum or metal, you can shake that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As if that's
scary
the topic
thunder.
Box.
Yeah. Okay.
Or for thunder, like
tell
it's
a scary
rainy
story.
Night in Los Angeles, and we're gonna go to Grease Nose Eggs Stories of Terror.
And again, you don't have to mime shaking the.
Fair enough. I did it. You're right.
I actually didn't mind
mime shaking.
It felt you were getting into it more.
Thank you.
Like
thank
the energy
you,
of the room was.
See, he's being very generous with you.
Well, that's what my partner does here.
Yes, yeah. That would be nice.
That sound. Pointing. The sound we're going to hear in 90 seconds.
Are you ready, Mon?
Okay, I don't know what that was. What was that? What was that?
It's a James Taylor live album.
It's an audio file called Sequence 1.
Sequence 1.
Which made sense.
Well, that sound
at
tells
the moment,
me.
Moment, because it's the first sequence, maybe.
Yeah.
I can see where you
let's go to the topic box, please. There we go. Jesse Thorne, welcome to Grease Nose Eggs. And it's time to go to that old topic box and see what's going on in here. Well, what do we got here? Phobias is the topic tonight. And Jesse, you got any phobias you suffer from? Anything?
She's scared of it.
Tom, I don't like infinity. I don't like the idea. Mm-hmm. I don't like to go to the beach and look out over the water. I don't like to go to... I don't like to think about space.
Okay.
Cars, like the car.
What gets you there?
I like the
I'm
car.
Sorry, I tried to quietly give you a note. When he says like infinity, you misinterpret that he's talking about the brand of car.
Let's do that. So, Jesse, what kind of phobias might you have?
Spiders.
Spiders, okay. Like Spider-Man? Is that what you're scared of? Like you're scared of...
Or the spider cars.
What are you, J. Jonah Jameson? You're scared of Spider-Man's going to come in here and show you up
this
again?
This is good.
But yet you always hire him to take pictures of... Peter Parker to take pictures of Spider-Man. It's a two-way street.
It's not really a two-way street. He does not know that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
No, but I'm saying for J. Jonah Jameson...
He wants him to take pictures of Spider-Man doing
bad things. He's fascinated by the very thing that terrifies him.
Thank you, Jesse. He hates the guy, but that is really...
Apologies. Sorry, that was unintentional.
So other ones have been intentional.
You've had full control to this point?
Yeah. So you're scared of spiders. Spiders, right?
Yeah, spiders and infinity.
Mm-hmm. So would you be scared of a spider driving an infinity? What would you see if you looked and you saw coming down the street and infinity, and you're like, wait, there's nobody behind the wheel on that. And then you look and there's just a
very closely.
And there's a spider.
Is it a big spider or a small spider?
Could be a big spider. Could be a bunch of spiders teaming up to drive a car, right? Maybe forming the shape of a human. That many spiders.
What?
How we doing?
This is great. This is a riff. You have engaged in a riff. Funny hypothetical scenarios like this play extremely well. You're giving Cody very little to do.
Is that a good thing that I'm giving him little to do?
No,
he's brought everything to a halt.
It's actually it's a very bad thing.
Okay.
Because, as we know, there is no show without Cody.
Can I offer just to Cody? If Cody, I know that you're a man of few words, but I'm just going to pitch you a concept. It's like the spiders form the shape of a man driving a car. Mm-hmm. What if there's more spiders forming the shape of a second man so they can use the carpool lane?
That's what you should have said, Cody.
You still can say it.
Here we go.
That's yes.
Okay, let's try.
This is going to be fun, Cody.
Pulling open that sound tells me it's the topic box. Time for the topic box. And there's that fucking sound again. You fucking idiot. You couldn't stop emptying the trash on that goddamn computer, which is why you're getting that sound, and you don't know. Is this the first time you ever worked with a computer? You're just like...
God. I
God damn it. There it is. That's the topic box. And what's in the topic tonight? Well, it looks like we got phobias is in the box. And Jesse Thorne, what kind of phobias might you suffer from?
Spiders.
A little bit of arachnophobia.
That's what that is called, Grease Nose. And so you're scared of what, like Spider-Man?
No, not Spider-Man, Tom.
Okay.
This is, sorry, this is not going as well as it did
before
the first time.
No, it's not.
Tom, you seem a little distressed.
It's not as natural.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Tom?
I'm trying to hold it together because this co-host of mine that you are, I'm going to flip your.
Tom, it is Cody's birthday on Monday.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't want to bring it up.
Okay.
So why I bring that up is from the beginning, it would have been nice if this were.
My birthday app.
A Cody's birthday episode of the show.
Great note. That sound tells me it's the topic box. And what's in the topic box tonight? Ah, it's birthdays. Birthdays. Anyone have a birthday coming up in the room?
Yeah.
Who's got a birthday coming up?
Just a little old me.
Little old Grease Nose got a birthday coming up. Mm-hmm. When's your birthday, Grease Nose?
Monday.
So... Monday's your birthday, and what kind of birthday plans you got?
I think I'm going to go camping.
Camping for your birthday. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to eat, a cake out of bark?
I've never been one
much if I for could just interrupt, that's great. That's that very good? Funny. Yes.
Thanks.
You have a guest in the room?
I was going to loop him in on this.
It's not my birthday.
I understand, but the looping in the guest to celebrate Cody's birthday as well, I think that's
a great idea.
Tom, is it your birthday?
It is not.
So shouldn't Cody just do the segment?
What is your birthday, Tom?
I don't talk about that on the air. So anyway, let's go back to the topic box. And it's birthdays. Who in the room? I know someone who has a special little boy who has a birthday coming up this Monday. It's my old partner, Grease Nose, has a birthday coming up.
Happy birthday, Grease Nose.
Thanks, guys.
So, Grease Nose, what are you going to do for that birthday? How are you going to celebrate it?
I've been thinking a lot about that. I've had about a year since my last.
Just tell us.
To think on it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go camping.
Going to go camping, huh?
Yeah.
Camping. So, you're going to go camping. You going to bring a cake with you?
Probably not. No.
No? What are you going to make? Are we going to light candles? Are we going to light a campfire? Is that going to be your cake? I don't have anything.
I don't think you're going to be able to blow that out.
That was very close. Something along the lines of you're going to blow out a campfire?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
You're going to blow out a campfire.
The campfire being a cake was that was a strange direction.
And I keep wanting to get the spiders back into it. Somehow.
Okay. Well, we'll get them back in. We'll get them back in.
Yes, let's play to Cody's strengths.
Okay.
He has something in the chamber mm-hmm. for spiders.
He's got something. I bet Cody, what Cody has, we bring up spiders, I think Cody's going to hit a home run.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think there's any chance that if we bring up spiders, mm-hmm. it's going to be anything less than unqualified yeah. success.
Because he specifically stopped the show to yeah. request a topic yeah. change. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
meaning that there must be.
And that sound, if you don't fix it, I'm telling you, I'm not joking anymore. This is not for comedy anymore. I'm actually mad now at that thing. I'm going to break your laptop. Sorry. And I'm telling you this. When this spider thing comes your way, if you blow it, it's going to be bad. We're going to clear out a path for you. And you're a man of few words, but I'm telling you, when it's that moment for you, you better hit it.
I will.
Okay?
Cody, can I say something?
You're welcome to.
Cody, I just want you to know that I really believe in you. I'm really excited about what you're about to do. And I can see in your eyes that this joke's going to be 10 out of 10. And I honestly... And Hayes, I don't know if this is something that's appropriate to talk about.
No, please.
I've had a tough couple of weeks. Before it's I came here, I got in a pretty big fight with my wife, and I lost some people that were close to me in an accident. And I think that your spider joke I think that it might be what I need to hear right now. And I'm so grateful to you for volunteering what I'm sure is, you know, something very close to the heart of you. Probably the greatest creative work of which you're capable. Volunteering to share it with me here in a time when I really need it. So,
great. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. So go ahead,
Tom. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I got a little...
He was, I mean, he looked, I just wanted him to know that
you can be frank.
In so many words, I love you.
Well, that's nice.
Continue, Tom.
And he looks like he's continuing to think very hard, mm-hmm. which I think is a good sign that he's not settling on just the great first thing he had. He's continuing yeah. to refine it and make it even better as his mouth sort of hangs open and concentration.
Yeah. So yes. Should I run it again?
Run, yes. You should have pointed at Cody 90 seconds ago.
Okay. There we go. He's got it. You got it queued up.
Yes.
I'm not giving this 90 seconds anymore. When I point.
It's your funeral, buddy. But okay.
No, it is your funeral.
Buddy.
No, it's your funeral, buddy. You won't reach that birthday. You'll come up a couple days short if you mess this thing up.
Wow. Whoa.
I want this show to succeed.
Well, okay.
It's a podcast. You're not going to kill Cody.
No, I'm not. Look.
Is it that yeah. bad?
It's a podcast. I'm trying to, with guys like this, though, Jesse's trying the touchy-feely thing, and that works to a point. But a guy like this is just asking for somebody to knock him around a little bit and put a little bit of fear in him to give you what you need. You know what I mean?
And you said you were going to break his laptop, and it is clearly... already broken. So
it's a Scripps laptop too.
Okay.
But
okay. I mean, so that topic, the sound is telling me that it is time to revisit the topic box. And what's we got going in here tonight? What's this say? Birthdays. Well, I wonder if anybody in this room has a birthday coming up.
Yes, sir. I would be the guilty one.
Okay. That was Grease Nose. It's Grease Nose's birthday.
Grease Nose's birthday. Grease Nose, what birthday plans you got?
I'm going to head out to the desert and I'm going to hit the campgrounds.
Okay. You didn't need to add the desert into the thing because that's splitting the... So you're going to go camping, huh? You're going to maybe do a... you're going to blow out a campfire instead of a cake?
I'm going to try.
And then what if, how about you, Jesse Thorne? Any fears? Wait, we're not doing fears. Another thing.
I'm afraid of spiders, but that campfire thing killed me.
Let him see, and that's a good podcast laugh. Yeah. And so let him finish his podcast mm-hmm. laugh before.
Was that a good podcast laugh? That yes. sounded a little much to me.
No. It's a
people
great.
People love to have fun with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. People do love to have fun with you. I'm just saying that's not your natural laugh. We all know that. Second, that's not either. Is that what's expected of people yes. doing podcasts now?
Because that's the only thing that makes other people laugh.
People mm-hmm. who have
is the sound of laughter.
Look, Grammar Girl doesn't do that, but we're talking about fun podcasts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, just give me an example of a fun podcast.
Car Talk.
Well, that's a radio show.
It's available by podcast.
Okay.
Not originally, though. It's not originally broadcasted as a podcast, so it's Thanks actually radio.
Is that a radio show?
Yeah.
First and foremost,
it's radio.
Hayes, what should we be thinking of in terms of like the kind of laughter from a podcast?
One thing that I'm sort of – I was expecting with mm-hmm. the opening of the topic box that the topic was going to be something that would have brought us to the spider topic.
I was almost there, and then Jesse did that goddamn fake laugh that – knocked me so far okay. off target.
Now I have a feeling no we've potentially lost
Tom, I one, apologize. Of the, one of the yeah.
major markets for this show.
For enjoying a great gag.
The blowing out the campfire gag?
That was very Hayes mm-hmm. back.
Yes, it's a great
gag. It was funny. Yes. It was funny. So that sound tells me.
You have to hear the sound first.
I'm sorry. Here it is.
That tells me it's time for the topic box. We're going to go check it out and see what's in here. Well, look at this. How about this? Two topics coming out at the same time. Happens once in a while, and it's happening now. We got dual topics. We've got birthdays and phobias on the table at the same time. Who's got first things first? Who in the room's got a birthday coming up?
That's me.
Cody, you got a birthday. What are you going to do for that birthday?
Heading out to the campsites.
Campsites. You going to bring a cake out there, or are you going to blow out your campfire?
Probably blow out the campfire.
That's good. Thank you for reining that in a little bit.
Jesse, what do you think?
In terms of your fears. Jesse, any fears, any phobias?
Oh, spiders.
Spiders. So you're scared of spiders, or are you scared of Spider-Man?
No, just the... Tom, just spiders.
Just spiders. Any other phobias?
Infinity.
Now, what if you saw a spider driving an Infinity?
Oh, are we talking about one big spider?
Well, no. We'd be taught what it could be one big spider, or it could be a bunch of different spiders adding up to take the shape of a human.
Tom, I thought we were going to go to my thing.
Now, here's what I saw,
it's
Cody.
The thing about the...
Are we going to my thing now?
Yeah, the thing about the lane.
Cody, the last thing I want to do.
Have gone a little the fast. Lane?
The last thing I want to do is tell you how to do your job. But
Tell who?
Anyone. This is the last thing I would do. Yeah. I'm very humble. It's one of my best qualities.
But before you say, I'm gonna.
That was a joke, Tom. And so if you could.
So good. Is that the podcast
laugh? No, don't do that.
That is a new sound you found. You found a new one. You're going to...
But anyway, what were you saying?
I was saying...
There's a part of me that wonders mm-hmm. whether Cody just has like a Macintosh classic and he's mm-hmm. going through the installed sounds.
Yeah.
Guys, come on. Yeah. I wouldn't...
Grayscale monitor.
Mm-hmm. Speaking for it's a Claris Works piano app.
So
he's running it on his Amiga.
I told you. Yep. When it was coming.
He pointed to you, Cody.
When it was the thing, you better hit it.
I thought the point was
not
that
to
was,
go, is this it now? Is this the time?
I feel like I really stood up for you, Cody.
You did.
Do you remember that?
I'm not happy with you for that.
Is it too late? Can we try to do it now?
Is the thing that you want to do, is it the thing that Jesse presented to you, or is it your own?
He's going
to
say the thing about the carpool lane.
I don't know that for sure. I think he might have his own thing.
Well, what would that be? I want to hear this before you say it, because
I really,
I'd like it to be set up in the moment.
In the moment.
Is it okay. Your own thing, Cody? Is it your own thing on Spiders?
Yeah.
So okay. Tell Tom what the ideal setup would be. And this, I would love this to be a conversation that happens before the show where Tom, you go to Cody and say, mm-hmm. What setups can I put on schedule for you?
Yeah.
And so, Cody, what should
do you Tom mind if I take off my headphones? I just don't want to hear. I want to hear this in real time.
Stay fresh. Stay fresh.
So Tom, like I was saying, Jesse was telling me earlier mm-hmm. about his some really bad personal stuff he's going through, and it was like kind of a rough time for him, rough patch mm-hmm. with the mm-hmm. wife and with the family, and a very big accident, mm-hmm. something, or whatever. But I wanted to sort of address like maybe his phobias mm-hmm. are. Infinity, spiders. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's all related to his overarching fear of mortality and death. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe like that was my new point of me. I'll bring that up and ask him like about that.
Okay. All right. Do you think it'll work?
I don't know if it'll work, but we got to try.
You got to, though, you're a man of few words. You better choose all of them correctly. Because again, I know, yes, I'm not going to kill you over a podcast. That was just
a gag.
Hot air.
Whatever.
It was a gag, yes. But I do want this to succeed. I'm tired of being outside looking in on this. This is like my last shot, this show. This grease nose eggs thing. Grease this is eggs. Pretty much all I've got. I only got I feel like a used car salesman or something. Like I gotta sell one more car or something like that.
Can I point something at Cody? Now I am looking forward to this. I think this is gonna go great. Mm-hmm. I loved just the run through. I thought was fantastic. Mm-hmm. You said that you had something you want to do with spiders before you heard about Jesse's difficult last couple weeks. But it seems like the thing that you have that you want to talk about with spiders is in reaction to that. And so I'm confused. I'm just confused about the timeline.
I wrote to Cody.
You wrote to Cody.
I didn't
know. Cody is sort of a confidant for me.
Prior to telling him.
When the events transpired, which I'd rather not get too much into because it's pretty raw.
Okay.
I wrote to Cody mm-hmm. just looking for some comfort.
Okay. And then. In telling him again about it on the show.
I had met Cody previously when I guessed on Sklarbro Country.
Okay. You had met him then? Guest hosted or guest?
I just guessed.
Okay. Yeah, and now I just want to make sure
that. If one of them misses, do they both? That's a hard thing to
It would be
do,
hard man. To have that kind of connection.
But I'm just saying it's hard to expect. It's hard enough to, you know what it's like. You got to do a show every week. You got to be there all the time. That's two guys have to be there every thing.
I exactly. just want to clarify, just so I'm clear. People you're close to dying in an accident is not a euphemism you use for being on Sklarbro Country, right?
I'll go through the timeline. I've appeared a number of times on Sklarbro Country.
He signed a release.
Both in character as Jesse Thorne with an E at the end, British sports reporter, and as fantasy expert, mm-hmm. resident fantasyologist, Jesse Thorne. I actually appeared, they made a television pilot. They were kind enough to include me in that. Sort of a side project. It's their main thing, but it's sort of a side project mm-hmm. for me. I had met Cody. Mm-hmm.
And this would, by the way, Tom, this would be good for you to ask him about as the show is warming up, sure. the kind of context
but this
that
is
we're
deep in the show.
I think this is the context for to understand Jesse going okay. in, so and then the phobias and the.
Okay,
I had met Cody previously mm-hmm. During the recording of one of those episodes. He happened to be the engineer. Then, more recently, last couple of weeks, had a lot of problems with my wife, mm-hmm. and a couple of people very close to me died. In an accident. So I wrote to Cody. Again, just looking for some comfort. And so that's why he knew ahead of time to prep a joke about spiders.
Okay.
I mentioned the spider thing in the letter along with the trouble I was having with my wife mm-hmm. and the deaths.
Okay.
Okay.
So, in an accident.
Okay. And this is, and so you haven't heard this. I don't want you to hear it ahead of time. But
so that sound I'm hearing is, should we just.
I just want to clarify, this is a joke that you've prepared, right? This,
right.
Okay.
And
okay.
I've got even a cue. Sound cue ready because okay. I've been in touch with Jesse about it.
So that sound I'm hearing, wrong sound. It's the wrong sound. That's the wrong sound. It's the topic box.
He is running the board.
Yeah,
we've established that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I thought we were jumping right into the.
No. The sound. That old sound tells me and tells all of us that. Who, if all the fans of the Grease Nose Eggs show. That tells me it's time to go check in the topic box and see what's going on in there. And, we got two topics coming out tonight. We got birthdays and phobias. How about that? First, let's just get birthdays. Who's got a birthday coming up?
Yours truly.
You got a birthday coming up. Oh, Grease Nose has a birthday coming up. What are you going to do for that birthday, Grease Nose?
I'm going to head out to the campgrounds.
Oh, you're going to bring a cake with you? You're going to blow out your campfire?
I don't know, Tom. We'll see how the night goes.
Uh-huh. See how the night goes, yeah. Jesse Thorne.
Yes, sir.
Host of... Bullseye and appeared on the Sklar Brothers pilot, from what I heard. That's when they true. Did a pilot of their thing, you did your fantasy sports important. Character.
Fantasy expert, Jesse Thorne.
Yes.
And
you have any phobias, Jesse? Wait,
who were the other characters that he's been on Sklar
He did a Bros. British yes. guy himself and the fantasy sports
himself
expert.
As Jesse Thorne.
As Jesse Thorne.
With an E.
Yeah. With an E.
It's a British spelling of yes. Thorn.
Any phobias, Jesse Thorne?
Yes, spiders.
Spiders. Oh, are you scared of spiders or are you scared of Spider-Man?
Well,
what? What?
I mean, if I met Spider-Man, yeah, I don't yeah. know how I would react.
Okay, so...
You're making him very insecure.
Shut the fuck up. Any other phobias?
Infinity.
So what if you saw a spider coming down the street driving an infinity?
Big spider?
Well, it could be one big spider. It could be a bunch of small spiders adding up to the size of a man. And Grease Nose?
It's all riding on this.
What kind of setup? That's not even related to what I'm talking
about. Okay, well, then I'll get it there.
Thanks, Tom.
So, yeah, you got a fear of the spiders. What if one of those, what if the spiders decided, hey, we're in this infinity. Instead of becoming one person, we're going to become two people. Now we can use the carpool lane.
HOV.
Right? Yeah. They can go down the highway in the carpool lane with the thing. And
I thought you were going to get into the mortality thing, Tom.
Just yeah, Cody had something he wanted to say about death and mortality.
Grease, knows anything you want to say about Jesse's phobias, which are spiders and infinity?
So, Jesse, I was wondering, like, did you ever think that maybe, you know, it's tough to breach the topic a little bit. All of the troubles off air, this stuff we've talked about.
The Popcorn Gallery, it's time for it. Dude,
this is
now.
Where you do the popcorn.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's time for the Popcorn Gallery. It's our famous segment that we're doing. Apparently, we do in Grease Nose Eggs now, a segment that we are licensing.
Do you not want? Do you?
No,
I mean,
I'll
it's a popular, the most popular segment on our show.
It works.
Do you not want
we can do it.
The boost that you would get?
I did want to say, though. What if the spiders were the Sklar Brothers? What if it was two spiders? What if all the spiders teamed up and formed two people that hosted a podcast together?
It's not a problem. The one with the glasses mm-hmm. is Jason.
Are they glasses?
Glasses. That's how you remember it.
Is that how you do? I always remember that
The other one is Randy.
What if the spiders formed the glasses? Are they actual glasses?
Is this a popcorn gallery question? Because if it is, mm-hmm. it should have been taken out of a popcorn bag.
You gotta reach into the bag.
Okay. Are we reaching into the bag?
You reach into the bag and you pull out a question.
Those are car keys. I got yelled at for picking up my goddamn tissue box. Put the car keys down.
That's supposed to be the sound of you reaching into the bag.
Tom, I can help.
No, it doesn't sound like that. No, that's the sound of a bottle. And also, as a sidebar, you're drinking out of a cup here with this stuff. Just every time you put your lips on that thing, God knows what other person up here had their lips on it.
Who are you referring to?
I don't know. Seth Godin.
Wait, are you talking about Kulop?
No, I'm talking about...
That's Scott's wife. You're saying that she has a gross mouth?
I'm talking about Seth Godin's business school or whatever it was.
It seemed like you were talking about Kulop.
I was not.
Seth Godin's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. So we're going into the popcorn bag here at the popcorn gallery, right?
Yes, that's right.
Do I have to do that?
Yes, you have to pull it out of the bag. You have to stay in the bag.
Oh, we got a question here.
And it's for, here. You have to read it off the computer. Okay. And you have to say who it's from, which is on the top left.
Oh, we got a question here. We got content fan says...
What?
Content fan?
No, what are you looking at?
Look at that.
No, that's his name. His name's.
I don't subscribe to this dumb board. Like I'm on this message board.
Have you ever seen a message board?
No, I've never seen this one. Like I'm on this. The only time I'm on it is I look for my own name and it never comes up.
You search your own name?
Yeah, on this thing to see if people are bad-mouthing me.
Whose name is he going to search?
Yeah.
What's he going to search for? Seth Godin?
I want to see if any of these comedy rats are bad-mouthing me on this thing.
It's kind of weird. You know, you're married.
Uh-huh. I want to see if they're...
Spend time with your wife.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
At least you have one.
Good question. Point.
It was not a question.
It was
say points.
Great point, Grease Nose.
Thank you for mentioning
that. And don't think I didn't miss the 8 times you just went, boot, boot, boot. I'm just blocking it out now. All right. We go to the question thing. We got Chefsky wants to know, Jesse... They say every rose...
No, the next one. That one's bad. It was highlighted.
Hayes, you're going to cut a lot of this.
Oh, sticking around.
Gotcha. Content... Oh, no. Chevsky wants to know, Jesse, have you ever met Serial at NPR?
So Serial's a popular podcast.
It should be Tom. I appreciate you doing this, Jesse. It should be Tom kind of explaining the context.
Because Serial is a popular podcast that is apparently, what is it, a show hosted by a murderer? I've never heard it. So have you met Serial?
No.
And you didn't say anything. You saw the deadest of dead spots here. You're supposedly friends with this guy. He was talking about how his friend died and then is fighting with his wife. And you
could at least play that Flo Rida song I like.
Okay.
Featuring David Guetta.
I'm going to go back into the bag here and the popcorn. What do we got here? Do I have to do that? I don't have to do
it
that.
It should be farther in the bag.
Here, I'll do it.
Hayes.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
yes, Jesse, this is a good time while they find the question. We can have a sidebar conversation.
Two spiders
this song,
dressed like the Sklar brothers.
The song Low got me into Flo Rida's solo work.
Sure.
But I've really come to love his work with David Guetta.
A pastry... Oh, that's not it. Norm wants to know, Jesse, how can I get it more often?
Don't say it like in like a... sexy way. I mean,
Norm wants to know.
I kind of didn't mind
Jesse,
that in a sexy way.
How can I get it more often? Is that better? Neutered enough for you?
Who
from that erotic way?
Was that Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, I guess I can't win.
I think that Jerry Seinfeld's not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jesse.
How can Norm get it more often?
And just be, clean up and just like get his shit together, basically.
Okay.
Get off the message board.
Mm-hmm. Get off the message. Okay. Yeah, we got Chevsky also wants. Oh, we did this one already.
Thank you, Red.
Okay. I think we are going to be taking this segment
back. There's very little for Cody to do it. And this is my biggest concern. Yeah. The question should be directed for Cody and Jesse to have a debate style conversation about the answer to
I'm worried
the question.
To some extent that Cody's skills are atrophying.
What is it? That's a good point.
I can't speak
He's
on
not.
That. Sorry, I got a frog in there.
QED, it has been demonstrated.
Who's making that noise?
Oh, it's me. Just tapping away.
So where do we want to go with this?
Where do we want to go with this? Well, this is not going anywhere. So where we're going, I'm going away from this. I can tell you that. Apparently, my shot at making it on Earwolf or Maximum Fun, it's just I'm watching it wither in front of me.
Tom, if it makes you feel better, yeah. I don't think you really had a shot at making it on Maximum Fun.
Okay, well, that's a fair
point. What do you think? This is actually great, Jesse. Mm-hmm. What should we be targeting? You think Feral? Is there something at Feral that we could do?
We're talking about networks
the new,
here?
There's that new Jake and Amir one. I just don't know what to...
I feel like we should be targeting millennials, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. If you're going to target anyone, target millennials. They've got a lot of buying power.
Yeah.
And they're really idealistic.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's like modern humorist. Is that a thing?
I would probably go for modern humorist. Yeah. Okay. Zombo.com.
Okay. What's that one guy? Abood?
Yes, Abood.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Abood?
I have the number.
See, if we talk to Abood, mm-hmm. we could get to Colton through Abood.
Okay.
That would be great. That would be mm-hmm. really good. I mean, as far as millennials, they've sort of cornered millennials.
I have I'm Facebook friends with Grammar Girl.
Okay. So this has been a complete bust.
Well, what would you advise, Jesse? Like what?
It's a flop, right?
It is now, but
what would I advise?
Delete that thing out where I said it was a flop.
For who? For Tom? For Tom?
For this this dynamic? Is there any replacing that you would recommend? Like it's like any other combinations we should be trying?
Have you ever listened to Rick Dees?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So get him.
Cody and Rick Dees.
So just Rick Dees.
Just Rick Dees doing
Disco Duck.
Doing the topic box?
No, doing
can
his
we keep
hit
the
song,
topic box?
Disco Duck.
Yeah, but I think the can it be introduced? Can that be what's
do you
inside
even know,
the topic box?
Do you, what do you know about Rick Dees?
I know Rick Dees sang Disco Duck, and he's a popular mm-hmm. radio DJ, yeah. and he's back. I've seen on billboards around town, and he's back.
So get him.
Okay. Well, I want to say this. Before you go get Rick Dees, Hayes, one more shot at this.
Talk to Coach. Don't talk to me.
No. We got one more shot.
Yep.
You know what?
One more shot.
You know what, Hayes?
What?
You're number one. You're not Hayes. I'm talking sort of executive to executive here. I didn't believe in Tom. Mm-hmm. I didn't believe in Grease Nose. But they've shown me a little spark here in looking for one more shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might give it to them.
Just
one more.
I think I'm going to give it to them. One Tom. More.
Yeah.
How would you like to have one more shot from the Kingmaker?
Is this for a Maximum Fun podcast?
Okay, we got to do
this. This is for the whole thing. Okay. Maximum Fun podcast, The Infinity, Rick Dees, the whole nine yards. Whole
who are we losing on Maximum? I just want this set in stone. Who are we dropping? To get
the McElroy brothers.
Grease Nose Eggs, the McElroy brothers. Okay, great. One more shot.
Here we go.
We're all ready to go.
Before we let me just powwow with Cody before this.
All right.
I know I yelled at you before, right?
Yeah.
We can do this. We're brothers. We can get through this. We're gonna shine. 1 + 1 = 11.
Okay? We share a biological father and mother.
Well, that's not true, but...
It's a riff, Tom. He's riffing.
No, but we're not on the air yet. This is not the show yet. Save that for the air. That's funny. That's funny. It irked me now because I'm trying to get psyched up for this. Save it for the show. We got one more shot. I believe in you. That is...
Shit, sorry.
Let it go. Let it go. One more shot. I'm not... We can do it.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Whew.
Okay.
Ready?
This one's if you for, are...
Cue the intro okay,
music,
please.
Music up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You hear that music. You know what it is. It's Grease, Nose, Eggs. It's me, Tom Eggs Sharpling here, bringing it. I'm with my one and only bro, the amazing engineer Cody, otherwise known as Grease Nose. What's up, Grease Nose? Whoa. Yeah, Grease Nose.
Just like a good mama night? Used to make.
Just like mama used to make. Grease Nose, I'm going... to the topic box. We're going to bring on our guest, Jesse Thorne, host of Bullseye with Jesse Thorne and Jordan Jesse Go, MaximumFun.org. We're going to bring him on. Let's bring him on, right? What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks, Jesse. It's time to go, because that sound is telling me. There you go. It's time to go to the topic box. And we've got two topics coming out of the topic box right now. We've got birthdays and phobias back to back. First of all, let's do birthdays. Who's got a birthday coming up?
This guy.
Oh, Cody, you got a birthday coming up. When's your birthday, Grease Nose?
Monday, it. The 7th.
Monday. What are you going to do for that birthday, bro?
Probably hit those campgrounds.
Oh, yeah. Campgrounds.
Southern California.
Get out there. What are you going to do? You going to bring a cake with you or you going to blow out your campfire?
Depends on how the night goes.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I know that. Okay, so,
keep going.
We're
going
to go... Two, hold on, the topic, phobias is the other one here, and Jesse Thorne, our guest in studio. Jesse, you got any phobias?
Yeah, sure, Tom, I sure do. Number one, spiders. Number two.
Hold on, spiders, you scared of spiders or are you scared of Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, up. Keep it up. So, spiders, what's the other one? You said you got two phobias. What's the other one?
Infinity.
You're scared of infinity. Then you got, what if there was a spider driving an infinity going right down Hollywood Boulevard?
You bet.
What do? You'd be scared if you saw that?
Yeah.
That might be a third phobia.
Yeah, you bet.
But what if instead of it being one small spider, it was a whole bunch of spiders teaming up to form the shape of one giant person? Then those two, maybe the spiders would break off, form a second person. That way they could go in the HOV lane, right?
Carpool lane.
Yeah, carpooling all over the town. And then what if those spiders
birthing?
Right?
Birth?
No. You're going to do the thing.
Right, Cody, this is it. This is your big joke about spiders.
So, Jesse... What if the fear of spiders and infinity is just a direct reflection of a much deeper fear of death?
Yeah.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio. Boom. .com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.